Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. We are grateful that you have clicked through again today. Well, it has been a new world for all of us, and that has impacted most of all the restaurant industry. And with us on our newsmaker line is Jessica Dunker. She is the president and CEO of the Iowa Restaurant Association, and she has been busy all week long as she's been dealing with all kinds of restrictions and opportunities at the same time. Jessica, welcome back to the NewsHour. Great to have you with us.
Thanks so much. I'm happy to be here.
You know, you and I are no stranger to each other. We have done this a number of times in the past, and I'm grateful that you're taking a few moments to spend with us and let folks know out there about the impact. We just had a news story not long ago that talks about how this has impacted locally owned restaurants, restaurants of all kinds, and the employees that work there. So what's going on? What are you telling folks? What do you need people to know with regard to restaurants in Iowa?
Well, there's a couple of things that I think is really important. We've been obviously been in a very fluid situation. And yes. So the first go-round, while they started with having lower crowd sizes, we were able to continue to operate but have 50 or fewer folks in our restaurants. The declaration that came on St. Patrick's Day was that we needed to close the doors to all on-premise service and to focus on carryout, delivery, and drive-through. And that is something that some people have always been set up for, but it's created a situation where many restaurants that offered none of those things have had to look at ways to be able to do that. The reason that having restaurants stay open for carryout and drive-through and delivery beyond our own employment is that 51% of the food dollar in the United States and in Iowa is spent in the restaurant industry.
Yes.
Right. And so one of the things that's worrisome is for the places that aren't allowing restaurants to even do carry out, drive through, and delivery is if you think grocery stores are overwhelmed, imagine what happens when you take that option away. So we've been very appreciative working with the governor's office and the Iowa Department of Public Health, the Department of Inspections and Appeals, and felt like we really as an industry could continue to offer those services and even expand them where possible to be able to alleviate a little bit of strain on other food supply services. You know, you and I have talked a lot about the thin margins, the 5% profit margin that most, even in good times, right, the Iowa restaurants have. And, you know, when you extrapolate out the $4.4 billion spent in Iowa in the restaurant industry, that's still, when you do a 5% net profit and you look at all of our establishments, that for the average location, the average Iowa restaurant or bar, is a net profit of about $100 a day.
Hmm.
So you can imagine the panic that sets in when you are in an industry like ours with margins like that, when all of a sudden, particularly for a bar, every line of revenue was suddenly cut off.
Yeah.
And so it has been a very difficult time. That being said, there's been a couple of things that we've been able to do with the state agencies. One is that they did temporarily relax some of the alcohol laws, and this is helpful. Now, any restaurant or bar with a Class C liquor license, which is a license that allows people to come in and drink in their establishment, has the ability to do takeout or delivery, actually, or curbside, of any unopened alcohol form.
Jessica, I thought that was astounding when I saw that.
Yes, right. But desperate times are desperate measures.
Yeah.
And one of the things we know is that our operators across the state are responsible. And so there are still rules that apply. If it's delivered, it has to be delivered by someone who is 21 or older. If it's delivered, it has to be delivered by someone who is an employee of the business. So for DoorDash or Grubhub users, you can't have alcohol delivered third party. That is not legal.
Got it.
But the restaurant or bar itself can deliver to you. And so there are situations where we can have restaurants that do safe to go mixes or safe to go sodas, and you, if you have airline sized bottles, you can send that as a mix it yourself drink for delivery right now. And so we've really appreciated that because it lets people do the full dining experience. And one of the things that we've been asking consumers have really tried to step up and help our industry. There's a lot of people doing carry out, take out, and to go in places that you normally wouldn't, in fine dining and upscale casual restaurants. And so my ask would be, if you would go into a restaurant and you would have a bottle of wine, order the bottle of wine with your meal and then pay the menu price. That's one of the best things you could do to help a restaurant. And then when you're in there, buy some gift cards and save them for when we get to reopen our dining rooms. Because that cash flow right now into restaurants is a lifeline. And so that's the two things that we're really asking people to do. A lot of restaurants, I will tell you, are not making any money on that carryout and delivery. They're doing it because we understand our role in a community and the importance of spreading the places that people are seeking nutritious food. And so some people are doing it as much for that reason as they are any kind of revenue that's coming in. It's really unsustainable. Your fixed costs are based on an on-premise model. And so, you know, the things that we're asking for relief, you know, we're continuing to seek on the agency, the state and federal level. But on the community level, we also love our folks and our patrons. And so we don't want to disappoint or disconnect with them either. So it is a fluid and difficult time. There's no other way to put it.
It is that. Jessica Dunker, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. She is the president and CEO of the Iowa Restaurant Association. One of the things that we have focused on as well is the hit that employees of restaurants have taken. These are individuals that oftentimes don't have sick days. They don't have the opportunity to work. And that is literally, in the United States and in Iowa, thousands of individuals who are now trying to figure out how they're going to pay the rent.
Well, and actually in Iowa, in our industry, we believe it's tens of thousands. Iowa's restaurant and hospitality industry has 155,000 employees.
Oh, my gosh.
We're the second largest private sector employer in the state of Iowa. We're second only to healthcare in that regard. 1 in 9 working Iowans works in our industry. So we're not talking about a few thousand.
Right.
We're talking about thousands. And our own data that we've been collecting is saying that right now, today, about 35% of establishments are just closed. They aren't doing any takeout, delivery, drive-through. They're just closed. In addition to that, we're finding, and surprisingly, how small a crew a business can operate and do that carry out and delivery strategy. We had projected that potentially the places that were doing that carry out and delivery for the first time might go to about a third down, have about two-thirds of their staff be laid off. The reality is that even the folks that are starting up these to-go and curbside delivery and those things, services, are laying off about 90% of their staff.
My.
So our projection was that we would see 80,000 people out of our industry on the rolls of unemployment in the first week. We have not seen the unemployment figures come out yet, but we may have underestimated. You know,
yes.
We just don't know yet. That was our projection.
Yeah, Jessica Dunker, ladies and gentlemen, and you know, this kind of hits me a little bit close to home. We have a daughter that's a server in a restaurant.
And
she is now no longer doing that, obviously. And even has called about, you know, doing delivery work out there. And even some of these delivery folks are not accepting any more applications. They've been swamped so far. So it really is an issue out there that touches all of us. Jessica, one a final question for you as we move forward. What's next, you think? You know, we've gotten the Class C liquor license, the delivery opportunity for food and beverage, and pickup. And what are you working on next? What can you tell us?
Well, yeah, there's a couple things. So at the state level, we have already received indication from the Iowa Economic Development Authority and the Iowa Department of Revenue that restaurants and bars can apply for hardship waivers to defer sales tax and payroll tax. That was actually effective retroactively to March 20th. So we were able to catch some folks before they had made that March 20th payment. In addition to that, our expectation is that in the next couple of days, we will see a relief grant program at the state level that hospitality operators can go up and apply for, just grants, flat-out grants. Mm. In addition, today is Saturday as we're talking. The SBA has received its emergency disaster status in the state of Iowa, and SBA loans are now available to cover rent, payroll, you know, those kinds of things. So they will be taking applications immediately, and people can go up and do that. So, and then at the federal level, the National Restaurant Association, in conjunction with the states, is asking for a restaurant relief fund. We're also asking for some help from the insurance industry. All restaurants have business disruption insurance, and pandemic is one of the claims that prevents people from actually receiving business disruption insurance. Mm. And we're asking for insurance companies, because this is not anything that anyone could have foreseen, to do to work with us and work with the federal government like they do for a lot of natural disasters like a hurricane or a big earthquake, and go ahead and honor business disruption service, and then have the federal government come up behind the insurance industry and help them recover those expenses. But business disruption service allows a restaurant to make claims related to loss of sales as well as for key personnel. So that would be something that at the federal level they could really do for us, as well as aid. We've said all along that tax credits and loans are not going to stop us from losing about a third of our establishments, that we have to, permanently, we have to have relief in the form of actual grants and relief aid.
It's an amazing time, Jessica, and hats off to you. You guys are doing all kinds of work that maybe has not been noticed by too many people, and so I certainly do appreciate the efforts that you as the Restaurant Association are doing, not only for owners but also employees, because this is going to be impactful for what some are saying quite some time in the future. Jessica, thanks so very much.
Thank you. And we do. I do want to say, Michael, that if someone is an owner or an employee and it looks like they're going to be getting laid off because of coronavirus, it is important to get up to Iowa Workforce Development and start that process of the unemployment claim.
Yes.
There is no penalty for doing that. They've waived a lot of the things that are true in regular times are not true right now. And so we're encouraging people to get up there so that when you do need that first check, you can get it within seven to 10 days. So people are afraid to apply for unemployment sometimes, and this is just a crazy time. They need to not be afraid and get that process started.
Jessica, thanks again. Thank you for taking the time to do this and the work that you're doing behind the scenes and that may be impactful to not only restaurant owners but also employees out there. And our wish for you and your family is that you stay safe and well.
Thank you, Michael. And we just keep saying, keep calm and carry out.
I understand. Take care, Jessica. Thanks.
Once again, that was Jessica Dunker, the president and CEO of the Iowa Restaurant Association. We will have links up on our radio blog so you can find out more about how you can support your local restaurant. Well, that wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. for all of us associated with the Business News Hour. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing is Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jessica Dunker, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Take care.